خلال الأيام القادمة إن شاء الله تعالى سيكون كلامنا بما يتعلق أو متعلقا بشرح الواجبات القلبية ومعاصي القلب والجوارح والتوبة. إن شاء الله in the coming days, today and the coming days, we are going to discuss about the obligations of the heart, the obligations of the heart, the sins of the heart and other organs, and repentance. I hope I will not say foolish things in English. Alhamdulillah, Hajj Ali is a good support. Allah yubarik fih. طيب نبدأ. Let us start. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن والصلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله تعالى أسأل أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. I ask Allah تعالى to give us all the sincere intentions. الفصل الأول متعلق بالواجبات القلبية. The first chapter pertains to the obligations of the heart. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ولطف به: من الواجبات القلبية الإيمان بالله وبما جاء عن الله والإيمان برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبما جاء عن رسول الله. طيب. هذا الفصل متعلق بواجبات القلب، وذلك أن القلب هو أمير الجوارح، كما جاء في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. لذلك بدأ المصنف رحمه الله تعالى كلامه بذكر واجبات القلب ثم معاصيه. As I said, we are going to start by discussing the obligations of the heart. The author, may Allah have mercy upon him and give him strength, started this part of his book with the obligations of the heart and then the sins of the heart, because the heart is the organ that controls other organs of the body. As it is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, narrated by both Al-Bukhari and Muslim, ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. Which means in the body, in the human body, there is a small organ. If this organ is if this organ is healthy, that is, if this organ is in a good condition, then the whole body would be in a good condition. If not, then the whole body would be in a bad condition, which is the heart. What this hadith means is that the heart controls the other parts. So if one's heart is good, if one is really directing his heart towards good, doing the good things, then this will affect the other parts of the body. And if the heart is not like that, then this also will affect the other parts of the body. This is why the author chose to start this part of his book with the obligations of the heart, and after that, the sins of the heart. Among the obligations of the heart is to believe in Allah and what Allah Ta'ala revealed, to have the belief in the Messenger of Allah and what he commanded and what he conveyed. يعني أنه يجب على كل مكلف. وكما تعرفون المكلف هو البالغ العاقل الذي بلغته دعوة الإسلام. يجب على كل مكلف الإيمان بالله تبارك وتعالى كما يجب على ما يليق به عز وجل. As you all know, every accountable person has to believe properly in Allah تبارك وتعالى. You know what's an accountable person. This is the pubescent, sane person who heard the call of Islam, to whom who received the call of Islam. إذن من كان بالغا عاقلا وسمع بدعوة الإسلام لا خلاف في أنه يجب عليه أن يؤمن بالله تبارك وتعالى على ما يليق به عز وجل. So if someone is pubescent, sane, and received the call of Islam, there is no difference in opinions among the Muslim scholars that one has to believe properly in Allah تبارك وتعالى. ومعنى ذلك أن يصدق بقلبه جازما من غير شك أن الله تبارك وتعالى واحد لا شريك له. This means for one to believe firmly, to be firm in one's heart, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one without any partner. وأنه سبحانه وتعالى لا شبيه له, and that nothing resembles Allah تبارك وتعالى, وأنه سبحانه وتعالى هو المسيطر على العالم كله, لا يحدث في هذا العالم شيء إلا بمشيئته وتخليقه, and that Allah تبارك وتعالى is the one who controls the whole universe. So nothing occurs without Allah's will and without the creating of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهذا أي الإيمان بالله تبارك وتعالى أصل الواجبات كلها, أعظم الواجبات كلها, and this is the best and the most important obligation, to believe properly in Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكما يجب على الشخص الإيمان بالله يجب عليه أن يؤمن بما جاء عن الله, and as it is an obligation to believe in Allah, one has to believe in what Allah تبارك وتعالى revealed, يعني بالشرع الذي أوحاه الله تبارك وتعالى إلى نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, which means one has to believe in what Allah Ta'ala revealed, in the rules that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ma'na al-iman bil-shar' alladhi nazzalahu ala sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an ya'taqida i'tiqadan jaziman bihaqqiyatihi ويسلم بقلبه بذلك راضيا به. What means of believing in what Allah تبارك وتعالى revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is for one to be firm in his heart, in one's heart, that all what Allah تبارك وتعالى revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is truthful, not to object to that, and to submit yeah, I didn't continue the sentence, so relax, and to and to have in his heart the total submission to the truthfulness of this religion. كذلك يجب الإيمان برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, every accountable person has to believe in Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم على ما يليق به, على ما يجب. One has to believe properly in Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن لا يعظمه فوق ما يستحق وبأن لا يخل بتعظيمه الواجب عليه. That is, for one to to revere Prophet Muhammad. That is, for one to revere Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the proper way, without attributing to him things that does not befit him, and without giving him a status which is higher than his status, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ولا بد أن يؤمن بما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also one has to believe in what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام conveyed from Allah عز وجل. فلو قال أنا أؤمن بالله وأصدق أن محمد رسول الله لكنني لا أسلم لهذا الحكم أو لذاك الحكم الذي جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو ليس مؤمنا. So if someone says, I believe in Allah, I believe in Prophet Muhammad, but I do not believe about the truthfulness of this rule with which the Prophet came, which the Prophet conveyed, or that rule which the Prophet conveyed, then this person is not truly a believer. He is not a true believer. He claims to be a believer. لِأَنَّهُ إِذَا ادَّعَى عَدَمَ حَقِّيَّةِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَهُ وَمَنْ كَذَّبَهُ فَلَيْسَ مُؤْمِنًا بِهِ. Because if he claims, if one claims that the Prophet came with one thing, that the Prophet conveyed even one thing which was not truthful, then he is belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the one who belies him is not a real believer in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال المؤلف والإخلاص وهو العمل بالطاعة لله وحده. The author said to have the sincerity, al-ikhlas, which is to do the good things for the sake of Allah Ta'ala only. شرح ذلك أن من أعمال القلوب الواجبة الإخلاص لله تبارك وتعالى. أي أن تكون نيته إذا عمل العمل الصالح خالصة عن الرياء، خالصة عن طلب محمدة الناس، أي أن يخلص النية ألا يشرك في نيته عندما يعمل العمل الصالح طلب محمدة الناس، أن لا يكون في نيته طلب مدح الناس، طلب السمعة بين الناس، لأنه إذا فعل ذلك فلم يخلص في النية، وإن لم يخلص في النية فقد عصى الله تبارك وتعالى ووقع في ذنب عظيم هو من كبائر الذنوب، وهو ذنب الرياء. The explanation, it is incumbent upon every accountable person when having when making the intention with every good deed, with the beginning of every good deed, with every deed of obedience, to clear that intention from seeking the praise of the people. That is, to have in his heart the intention of doing the deed only for the sake of Allah, and not to have with that the intention of getting the praise of the people. You know that for any deed, any good deed, to be observed or to be معتبر كيف تقول معتبر معتدا به I don't know how to say it in English. It's not only to be accepted, to be, I don't know if you can say considered religiously, to be, I'll try to say it in another way. You know that if one does not make the proper intention at the beginning of the deed, I mean the deed of obedience, then such deed religiously would be as if it does not exist, as if it wasn't done. Now, for one to get reward for the deed, he needs to make that intention, or he needs to have the intention that he is doing this deed for the sake of Allah Ta'ala only. For example, if you want to pray, your prayer is not valid if you do not make the intention of praying. Isn't it the case? If you give someone money, then this would not be considered a good deed, a charity or zakah or the like, depending, or a gift, etc. It wouldn't be, I don't want to say considered religiously, or maybe it's correct, you'll check it. If you don't make the proper intention while doing that. Now, to get reward for praying, you need to add to that the intention of praying for the sake of Allah only. If someone does not clear that intention from seeking the praise of the people, then in this case, he would be committing an enormous sin, and he would not be fulfilling the obligation of the heart, which is the sincerity. So the sincerity means to make the good deed without seeking the praise of the people or the accepting of the people or the like, but rather to make the good deed only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala قال بعض الناس يعملون العمل الصالح يريدون أن ينظر الناس إليهم بعين الإجلال لأجل هذا يعملون العمل الصالح هؤلاء لا ثواب لهم وعليهم ذنب عظيم. Some people, they do the good deed seeking that people would look at them highly. Such people do not get any reward for those deeds, and they are sinful for that. They are committing an enormous sin. Allah Ta'ala قال فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. معنى هذه الآية فليعمل عملا صالحا من غير أن يقصد بعبادته طلب محمدة الناس مثلا, من غير أن يرائي. هذا معنى الشرك المراد هنا, لا يراد به الشرك الأكبر الذي هو أن يعبد غير الله مع الله, إنما المراد أن لا يقصد بعمله هذا غير محمدة الناس, غير محمدة الله, غير الثواب من الله بطلب محمدة الناس. This verse means that the one who wants to be safe in the hereafter, the one who believes in the hereafter and wants to be safe in the hereafter, let him do the good deeds with sincerity, without seeking with the good deeds other than the sake of Allah. In this verse, the word shirk is used, which is usually means to take partners with Allah. Here in this verse, it does not mean that. Here it is used to warn against seeking other than the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Warning against arriya, warning against seeking the praise of the people while doing the good deed. وقد سمى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرياء الشرك الأصغر فيما رواه الحاكم وغيره. And as it is narrated by Al-Hakim and others from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that الرياء, that is seeking the praise of the people by doing the good deeds, is called الشرك الأصغر, the small shirk, which means it is an enormous sin. This is what it means. It is an enormous sin. By drawing this similarity between it and taking partners with Allah, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was telling us that this is an enormous sin. وهذه المعصية ما أكثر ما يقع فيها الناس. And this is a sin that the people, many people fall into it all the time. لأنها متعلقة بالقلب. Because this is a sin which is related to the heart. والقلب سريع التقلب. And as you know, the heart changes quickly. أحيانا يكون الشخص يعمل العمل لله تعالى ثم في لحظة تتغير نيته. Sometimes the person would be doing the deed for the sake of Allah and just in one moment his intention changes. هذه المعصية في العادة من يعني من آخر ما يتخلص به منه الرجل الصالح قبل الوصول إلى الصلاح والولاية. Usually this sin is among the last sins that the good person, the pious person leaves out before becoming a pious one. Allah يحفظنا منها. May Allah protect us from it. لذلك ينبغي على الشخص أن يراقب قلبه دائما. This is why the person needs to always watch one's heart. Because whatever he does without the proper intention is like nothing. Allah يرحمنا. Whatever good deed he does without the proper intention is like nothing. قال المؤلف والندم على المعاصي. The author said to regret sinning. شرح ذلك أن من الواجبات القلبية التوبة. Among the obligations is for one to repent from the sins that one did. والتوبة لها أركان. Repenting has integrals. والركن الأعظم من أركان التوبة هو الندم. And the most important integral among the integrals of repentance is to regret doing the sin. وهذا يكون بالقلب. And as you know, this takes place in the heart. لذلك من واجبات القلب الندم على المعاصي. That's why it is an obligation for one to repent sinning. ولا بد إن كانت المعصية صغيرة أو كبيرة. Whether this sin is an enormous sin or a small sin. يجب التوبة منها. It is an obligation to repent from it. ولا بد أن يكون الندم لأجل أن هذا الإنسان عصى ربه. لا لأجل الفضيحة من الناس وإلا فلا يكون معتبرا. For this repentance to be valid as an integral among the integrals of the prayer is for this repentance to be valid, it should be done out of the fear of Allah and not out of the fear of the scandal among the people. فلو ندم شخص على ارتكابه معصية لأجل فضيحة افتضحها بين الناس فهذا ليس هو الندم المعتبر في الشرع. So if someone repents, if someone regrets because He was scandalized. He was embarrassed among the people. In this case, and not for the sake of Allah, and not out of the fear of Allah, then this regret is not something, as religiously, it is not, by doing it, he is not fulfilling the obligation of regretting. For this regret to be valid, it needs to be done out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And not out of the fear of the people. Allah. قال المؤلف والتوكل على الله. The author said to rely on Allah ta'ala. الله عز وجل شرح ذلك أن الله حثنا أمرنا أن نتوكل عليه. The explanation: Allah تبارك وتعالى ordered us to rely on Him. قال الله تعالى وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. In Surah المجادلة, Allah تبارك وتعالى ordered the believers to rely on Him, Subhanah. فَيَجِبُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَكُونَ اعْتِمَادُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So one has to rely on Allah تبارك وتعالى. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَحْصُلُ فِي هَذَا الْعَالَمِ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِمَشِئَتِهِ. Because nothing occurs in this universe except with the will of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا يُوجَدُ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِخَلْقِهِ. And nothing exists except by the creating of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فَمَا يَحْصُلُ لِلْإِنسَانِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُحَصِّلُهُ أَوْ مِنَ اندِفَاعِ ضَرَرٍ عَنْهُ فَإِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ بِمَشِئَةِ اللَّهِ وَتَخْلِيقِهِ. So any good thing that one acquires, any harm that one avoids, would not be acquired, any benefit would not be acquired except by the creating of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And any harm wouldn't be avoided except by the creating of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لذلك على الإنسان أن يتوكل على الله تبارك وتعالى. So one has to rely on Allah azza wa jal. على الإنسان أن يعقد قلبه جازما أنه لا يحصل نفع ولا ضرر إلا بتخليق الله. One has to believe firmly in the heart that no benefits or harm occurs except by the will and the creating of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فإذا عقد الإنسان قلبه على ذلك وشهد ذلك بقلبه أدام استحضار ذلك بقلبه كان توكله على الله عز وجل. If one believes firmly in that and always remembers that in his heart, then one relies on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all his things. وهذا يقويه على الطاعة ويبعده عن المعصية. This makes him more capable and more inclined towards doing the good things and avoiding the bad things. واحد من صحابة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في الماضي أسره ملك الروم. One among the companions was taken as a prisoner by the Romans. رفعوه إلى ملكهم قالوا هذا واحد من أصحاب محمد. So they took him to their king. They said, this is one among the followers, the companions of Muhammad. فطلب منه أن يترك دين الإسلام. He asked him to leave out the religion of Islam. هذا الصحابي ما التفت إلى ذلك. Of course, this companion did not do that. فأتى بقدر كبير ووضع فيه الزيت وأغلي هذا الزيت. This king brought order to bring a big container in which olive oil was put, and then they put the fire underneath it until it boiled. It started boiling. ثم أتى بأسير من أسرى المسلمين فرماه في هذا الزيت المغلي المغلى. Then he ordered to throw in that boiling oil one of the prisoners, one of the Muslim prisoners. Of course, he died immediately, that prisoner. وفعل ذلك بمرأم من هذا الصحابي. He did that in front of that companion, which means he was threatening him. If you don't leave out al-Islam, this is what will happen to you. ذاك الصحابي بقي قلبه ثابتا. After seeing that companion did not change his position, he remained in the same position. رمى واحد آخر. He killed another person in the same way. And that companion did not change his position. ثم بعد ذلك قال له تقبل يدي. هدده. قال لا أفعل. Then this king threatened him and he asked him, he got, how do you say it? He reduced his demands. He said to that companion, you kiss my hand. And that companion refused. Then, ثم قال له تقبل رأسي. Then he told him, you kiss my head. And that companion said, if you set the Muslim prisoners free, then I will do it with that condition. قال له تقبل رأسي. قال إذا أطلقت أسرى المسلمين أفعل. فقال أطلقهم فقبل رأسه. So he said, okay, I will set them free. And then he kissed his head. أيش الذي حمل هذا الصحابي على الثبات في مثل ذلك الموقف؟ إلا التوكل على الله عز وجل. قوة التوكل على الله عز وجل. What made that companion so steadfast in that situation? Except relying totally on Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأنه عرف بقلبه أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له. Because he knew in his heart that nothing is going to occur to him except what Allah willed for him. لن يصيبه إلا ما يخلقه الله تبارك وتعالى. Nothing will occur to him except what Allah creates. except by the creating of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is why he did not change his position.
ولا ينافي التوكل على الله التسبب.
Relying on Allah does not contradict how do you say it? Seeking the means. التوكل على الله ليس معناه التكاسل. Relying on Allah does not mean to be lazy.
إنما معنى التوكل أن تكون واثق القلب أنه لا يصيبك إلا ما قدر الله لك.
Rather, to rely on Allah means to be sure in your heart that nothing is going to occur to you except what Allah willed to you, for you.
قال المؤلف والمراقبة لله.
The author said to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so to perform the obligations and refrain from the sins.
من واجبات القلب المراقبة لله.
This is among the obligations of the sins of the heart.
معناه أن يستديم الإنسان في قلبه خوف الله عز وجل.
كيف؟ بتجنب ما حرم عز وجل وفعل ما أمر.
This means for one to be always in his heart fearful from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
How is that? By refraining from sinning and fulfilling the obligations.
كلما عرض له أمر زانه بميزان الشرع.
Every time something, every time he gets in contact with something, then he weighs this issue by or according to the rules of the religion.
إن كان الشرع يأمر به بادر إليه.
If the religion orders, if it is an obligation in the religion to do this matter, then he does it fast.
إن كان الشرع ينهى عنه اجتنبه.
If the religion prevents the person from doing it, then he does not do it.
هذا معنى المراقبة لله تبارك وتعالى.
This is what means to have this fear in one's heart from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
واحد من أكابر العلماء والأولياء لما كان صغيرا كان تحت تربية قريب من أقاربه وهو من الصالحين من الأكابر.
قريبه هذا قال له كل يوم ردد في قلبك الله يراني الله عالم بي.
One of the very famous Muslim pious Muslim scholars. His name was Sahl al-Tustawi. He was raised by one of his relatives. His father died while he was a little boy. He was raised by one of his relatives. And this relative was a very pious person. So while Sahl was still very young, this relative told him, every day repeat in your heart, Allah sees me. Allah knows about me. قال سعد فرددت هذا سنة سهل قال سهل رددت هذا سنة في قلبي. سهل said, for a whole year I stayed doing that. Every day I would repeat in my heart. I would say repeatedly, Allah sees me, Allah knows about me. بعد سنة قال له قريبه يا سهل من يعلم أن الله يراه وأنه عالم به هل يعصيه فلا تعصي الله طرفة عين. After a year lapsed, this relative told him, O Sahl, the one who believes, who knows that Allah sees him and Allah knows about him, would he disobey Allah Ta'ala? Do not disobey Allah for one moment. هذا معنى التوكل على الله عز وجل. هذا معنى المراقبة لله الواجبة. This is what means to have this fear in one's heart. مثل شيخ عبد الله حفظه الله. Like شيخ عبد الله, may Allah protect him. إن لازمه الشخص ملازمة قريبة مدة طويلة يلاحظ أنه كأنه لا يفعل شيئا إلا بنية. If one stays close to Sheikh Abdullah for a long time, certain period of time, he would notice that as if, we do not know what is in the heart, but you could notice, as if Sheikh does not do anything except with an intention. I might say to you, how are you doing today? With a good intention. And I might say it out of a habit. I might walk in the musalla a little bit to stretch my legs without an intention, a good intention. And I might do it for a good intention. I might lay down without any intention except getting some rest. And I might lay down with a good intention. I might give you a gift just because I like you. And I might give you a gift with a good intention. If you stay, I might eat because I'm hungry. And I might eat because that will help me to do a certain good deeds. If you look how Sheikh Abdullah acts, then you could tell that this person acts in every act for a specific intention, with a specific intention. Many times I saw him holding a cup after drinking, let's say, half of it, or two-thirds of it, or one-third, or one sip, just holding it in his hand, and then he would put it, then he would hold it, then he would give it to someone. Or sometimes he would give the rest to someone, or the like. Then, lately, for years, many years, and anyone who would take it from his hand, he would feel very happy. That's all what we felt about it. We thought the blessings, that's what we thought about. Maybe a year ago or so, his wife asked him, "Why do you give the cup to someone? If there is a little bit, a little amount that remains in the cup, why do you give it to someone else? Why don't just leave it?" He told her, because of the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة, which means protect yourselves from hellfire for by even half of a date, which means if you give someone half of a date with a good intention, you will get reward for that, and maybe you will be saved from hellfire by that. So he told her, that's why I don't leave it. I give it to someone with this intention. So someone like me, if he didn't see that and heard it, maybe I would never think about it. This is what it means. For some people, this always exists in their heart. As long as they are aware. And even when they sleep, they have an intention by doing that. Now this goes beyond the obligatory thing. This goes beyond the obligatory limit. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والرضا عن الله بمعنى التسليم له وترك الاعتراض. The author said, to subjugate oneself to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and to refrain from objecting to Him. يجب على كل مكلف أن يرضى عن الله. معنى ذلك أن لا يعترض على الله لا بقلبه ولا بلسانه لا باطنا ولا ظاهرة. Everyone has to subjugate to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which means not to object to Allah Azza wa Jal, neither in one's heart nor with one's tongue or organs. يجب على الإنسان أن يرضى عن الله تعالى بتقديره الخير كما بتقديره الشر. One has to subjugate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala while believing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who willed for good and evil things to happen. While knowing that and believing in that, he needs not to object to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ اِعْتَرَضَ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي أَيِّ شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْأَشْيَاءِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Objecting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is blasphemy, even in one matter. أَوَّلُ كُفُرْ كَفَرَهُ إِبْلِيسِ كان أنه اعترض على الله. The first act of blasphemy that was done by Iblis, by the devil, was to object to Allah عز وجل. نحن نميز بين الخير والشر ونعرف أن المقدورات منها ما هو خير ومنها ما هو شر ونحب ما كان خيرا منها ونبغض ما كان منها شرا لكننا لا نعترض على الله تبارك وتعالى في تقديره أي شيء منها. Of course, we differentiate between good and bad. Of course, we know that there are certain things that are good things, certain acts that are good acts, and other things that are bad things, acts that are bad acts. We love the good things, and we do not love, we hate the bad things. But in all cases, and we know that all of this is decreed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and with that, we do not object to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether in decreeing good things or bad things. So we object to the bad act. We do not object to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for willing the happening of this bad act. We hate the bad act, but we do not hate the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You do not subjugate yourself to the bad things, but you subjugate yourself to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, while knowing and believing firmly that good and bad, both good things and bad things, are created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وتعظيم شعائر الله. The author said to exalt the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. هناك أشياء معلوم بين كل إنسان أنها من أمور الدين، أنها أمور عظيمة لها شأن عند الله تبارك وتعالى. هذه الأشياء يقال لها شعائر الله، نحن علينا أن نعظمها، فرض علينا تعظيمها. There are things that are well known to be among the matters that have a high status to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is known for everyone that they are like that. We as Muslims are obligated to exalt those things called the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. The rights of I-T-E-S. Okay, the rights of I-T-E-S. مثلا الحج. For example, pilgrimage. هذا من شعائر الله. الأذان من شعائر الله. So pilgrimage, calling الأذان, those things are among the rights of Allah. We need to exalt them. قال المؤلف والشكر على نعم الله بمعنى عدم استعمالها في معصية. The author said to be thankful to Allah تبارك وتعالى for the endowments by not using them for his endowments by not using them in disobeying Allah or in disobedient. الشكر شرح ذلك أن الشكر نوعان. The explanation, there are two types of thanking Allah Ta'ala. شكر واجب وشكر مستحب. One kind is an obligation, the other kind is recommended, but it is not an obligation. الشكر الواجب هو ألا تستعمل نعمة الله في معصية الله عز وجل. The obligatory type of thanking Allah, the obligatory thanking of Allah, is not to use the endowments that Allah تبارك وتعالى endowed upon you to disobey Allah تبارك وتعالى in disobedience. الله أنعم عليك باللسان. من جملة شكر الله ألا تستعمل لسانك في المعصية. Allah endowed upon you with a tongue. Among the obligatory thanking is not to use your tongue in disobeying Allah تعالى. الله أنعم علينا بنعم كثيرة. شكر الله على هذه النعم يكون بعدم استعمالها في معصيته عز وجل. Allah endowed upon us many, many things. Thanking Allah for that, the obligatory type of thanking, is not to use them in disobeying Allah عز وجل. ثم إذا زاد العبد على ذلك بالثناء على الله باللسان هذا يكون ازداد خيرا. لكن هذا الثناء باللسان ليس هو الشكر الواجب الذي نتكلم عنه. If one adds to that to say I thank Allah for the endowments that he endowed upon me or the like, saying those statements is good. This is rewardable. But this is not the obligatory thanking that is among the obligations of the heart. The obligatory thing is not to use what Allah endowed upon you in disobeying Him. Subhanahu. The one who الذي يكون كذلك يسمى شاكرا. The one who does not use the endowments of Allah in disobeying Him is called in Arabic شاكر. فإذا قوي في ذلك يقال له شكور. And if he gets stronger in that, he would be called شكور in Arabic. وبين الناس الشاكر قليل والشكور أقل. Among the people, the one who really thanks Allah Ta'ala for his endowments by not using them in disobeying him are a small number. They are a minority. And those who are stronger in that are even less than others. Allahullah. MashaAllah. طيب خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for this session. إن كان لأحد سؤال عن الذي ذكرناه فليتفضل. If you have any question about what we mentioned, please go ahead and ask. ما شاء الله. Good. No questions. What is? Objecting to Allah means to refuse, not to submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to refuse, to reject what Allah ordered, to believe that this is not correct, or to say it, or that this is not wise, or to say that, or that to believe that this is not fair, or to say that. This is what it means to object to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Allah. تفضل حاجة. Shakir and Shakur. Shakir means the one who does not use what Allah endowed upon him in disobeying Allah. Shakur is the one who gets stronger in that. Then it is called Shakur in Arabic. Yeah, stronger. When one gets stronger in that. Go ahead.
علي صوتك.
I didn't hear. I cannot hear, please. Yeah, he was released. Yeah, that man, he kept his word. He released him and he released the prisoners. He kept his word. It does not benefit them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent prophets. Why did Allah ta'ala send the prophets? To teach the people and to convey to the people what is good and what is bad. So for the people to do what is good and refrain from what is bad. If someone falls short by not learning what did the Prophet came with, and because of that this person commits something haram, a sin, then this is not an excuse for that person. Disregarding, regardless of his intention. If someone hits you and harms you, and then says that, well, I didn't do it out of a bad intention, this wouldn't be a valid statement. One time, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw a man who prayed, and he did not pray properly. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him to repeat his prayer. He did not tell him, for this time it was okay because you did not know, you had a good intention, so it is okay. No, the Prophet told him, ارْجِعْ فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَلِّ. Go back and repeat your prayer because you did not pray, as if you did not pray. This man repeated the prayer and again he did something wrong. And the Prophet told him to repeat it again, and again he repeated it and he did something wrong. So after a few times, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام knew that this person did not know how to pray. Still, the Prophet did not tell him, because you did not know, it is okay. Rather, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught him how to make the prayers. So it is not enough for one to say, I have a good intention, and then to do whatever he wants to do. Doesn't he know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered us to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? He knows that. And he knows that he is doing this act without knowing what did the Prophet say about it. So he knows that he is not following the Prophet while doing it. So he is not excused. ما شاء الله كان أي يحيى هذه لا تنافي تلك لا هذه ليست نية منافية لتلك لا نعم أنه يجزئ شو يعني أنه هل هذا شيء حسن أن يفعل ذلك شيء حسن أن يقول في قلبه أنا كل شيء سأفعله اليوم من الطاعات سأفعله لله تعالى لا ثم عند العمل لابد If someone at the beginning of the day when he wakes up, let's say, he says in his heart, everything, every good deed that I will do today, I will do it for the sake of Allah. This is good. He gets reward for that. But then, with every deed, to get the reward of that deed, he needs also to have the intention that he is doing it for the sake of Allah. So this intention at the beginning of the day is not enough, in the meaning that when he prays, he does not think at all that he is praying for the sake of Allah. And then because he had this intention in the morning, he would get reward for that prayer. No. With each deed, he needs to have the proper intention. But this intention at the beginning of the day is a good thing. He will get reward for it. This reminds him for the rest. This helps to remind him during the rest of the day. Now, غير هذه المسألة غير هذه المسألة نقوا أحيانا مسألة صارت دائرة قد يقال نص الدنيا تسألوني يا أخوانا غير هذه المسألة So you said something and you doubt, is this harmful or not? So you doubt, did I hurt this person in the past or I didn't? So you go to him and you tell him, if I hurt you in the past, I cannot remember. If I did that, then relieve me, forgive me. That's good. Of course, that's good. الله طيب بارك الله فيكم بارك الله فيكم and if I hurt anyone in the past please سامحونا الله يبارك فيكم طيب إن شاء الله we will get back at 12:30 إن شاء الله for the next class الله يبارك فيكم I ask you to review what you take and I know that always some people do and some people do not review what they take and always I think they have the intention to do it later they do not review in the same day or immediately after the session because they have the intention to do that later. Especially if they record the classes. Then they will say, I will sit and listen later to the classes. And you know it yourselves. Just if you did it in the past, think, did you ever go back to these tapes or to these papers to review what you took? I think the answer is no. Don't do it this way. Review now. In this case, they will stick much stronger to your heart. The information will stick much stronger to your heart. And you will benefit from that in the hereafter. Allah yubarik fikum wa yahfazukum. والله أعلم بارك الله بكم